This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, it is so good to be back from vacation. We took a couple of weeks off. Now we're back in studio. We are live. Oh, you went out to L.A. Your little teeth thing fell apart, did it?
My little pony, but different.
Jamie was going to get full veneers.
Yeah.
Okay. And you went out to one of the best dental people, I guess, there
cosmetic.
Is. Cosmetic yeah. dental. And then you got out there, and then once he told you how much it's going to cost, all of a sudden, Jamie ghosted him. She's on the run.
It was crazy because I went there. I got all this stuff that like a deep cleaning on my left side, and so then I go back to the Beverly Wilshire, which is a really expensive hotel, and I go back like this, like, hey, can I get a vodka tonic? And I'd have to sip it up with a straw.
That's a good look when you're sitting inside the Beverly Wilshire.
It really is. Yeah. It's so fantastic. Did you see that post I made of the peninsula?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't see it.
So I had to wait in between appointments. So they're doing a deep cleaning. Of course, I have to go to Beverly Hills because it's Beverly Hills, darling. And they have the best cosmetics, dentistry. So I go to the peninsula to have lunch to wait for my next appointment. And there are bugs coming out of this, like, trap. Just thousands of them. Did you not see the post?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is at the Peninsula?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's a nice hotel.
They're bug infested.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And I totally That's posted terrible. It. And I put it on Twitter, too, if you guys. Maybe I didn't put it on Facebook. Maybe I didn't. I'll do that now. It's hideous. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, it's just flies, but there's thousands of them.
Yeah, but still.
So that tells you how, like, Beverly Hills isn't all you think it is.
No, it's not.
All right?
You know what? Beverly Hills has flies, too.
Yeah, they sure do. So anyway, so I would see Alina, and we'd hang out, but my mouth would be so like this that I couldn't really go out to dinner with her a lot. We tried to go to places to have dinner, but it was always like this. Yeah. And it wouldn't wear off until late. So these people are so anal, I guess is the right word, for how your teeth should be, that he told me I had to get all my gums lined up perfectly. So he has to trim my gums at the top and like, so they're all perfect.
Oh my God.
Who even thinks about your gum line?
I don't know.
You wouldn't even think, yeah, why?
And here's the other thing with you though. You have like the most perfect teeth I've ever met
but
anyone.
But they're not white anymore.
But can't you do something about that? Can't you spray paint them or something? I mean, I watch some of these ads that are on TikTok, man. You can get some of those clip-ins, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They cover your teeth. Now, they protrude just a little bit. But
oh, yeah.
You could get the clip-ins. I mean, there's something you can do, but your teeth are perfect.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. They're not. Well, he doesn't think so. And he's like, what do you not like about your teeth? I'm like, well, I don't like that they're not white and they, you know, they're kind of translucent. And he's like, so you like your gum line?
Oh, like that was a problem.
And I was like, yeah, I don't really. And he's like, oh, we've got to trim those gums. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, they need to be perfectly straight across. And then some big celebrity came in and they shoot him off to the right side. He had his sunglasses on. And they're like, hey.
But you couldn't tell who it was?
I don't know who it was. I think it was Andy, the tennis player, because they mentioned Wimbledon. You know that Andy Roderick? I think it was him.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because they put him over on the other side. You know, because this Brian guy, because I've known him forever, he does everybody. You know what I mean?
The stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I sat in there, but knowing him, I went to his wedding. I mean, I've known him forever, so I thought he was going to give me a good discount, so I went in there. I'm like, what are we looking at here?
Yeah, you didn't even ask the price up front.
No.
And already bought. Now, get this. Jamie, she sets up the appointment. She talks to them on several occasions. She goes and buys the airline's tickets. She's already set the hotel and everything, and she's yet to even ask how much this is going to cost. Part of that's on you.
Well, I know, but it's Brian, my friend. Like, we used to double date. I used to be with Fancy Pants, the orthodontist, and Brian and his wife, we all double dated. Like, so you would think that you would get a discount for double dating.
Yeah, you would think so.
Right? And it was weird because knowing right upstairs was my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
His orthodontic office is upstairs in Beverly Hills. I was like, oh, I wonder if I should go up there. But I didn't.
Oh.
Yeah. You were afraid.
I did. I thought about it. And I kind of was like, kind of waited around. Like,
waited outside to see if you saw him.
Kind of stalked him a little bit.
That would have been a good look, though. You go rolling in there with a numb mouth.
I don't know. I could do kind of crazy things with his mouth. But then I went into Brian's office and I said, so what are we looking at here? And he's like, so about $100,000.
Oh. Now think about that. You go to a dentist. You've flown out to Los Angeles, okay? This cosmetic guy. And you've got the hotel. You got all this. And you've already started the numbing procedures and the deep cleaning, preparing to get the gum line all in shape and ready to go. And he levels you with a $100,000 bill.
I thought he was kidding. And he was like, I'm not kidding. I go, $100,000 for teeth, for veneers? That's not even implants. That's not even surgery.
What was it he told you? $5,000 per tooth, and you need 20.
Yeah, because he said, I have a broad smile. He said, I have a broad smile. It'd be $100,000. And I go, do people just come in here and like... He goes, Jamie, I work with people that have bags of money. I go, well, I'm not one of the bags of money people, man. I know what you probably saw on Wikipedia, but it's a lie.
So Jamie leaves his office and goes straight to the airport. It's time to get the hell out of Dodge. $100,000. I'm gone, man. I can't do this.
Well, and then I said, that's too much. I can't afford that. And he goes, well, I do have a different ceramicist, I guess, because these are ceramic teeth.
Yep.
And he's like, I have a different ceramicist that is cheaper. And I was like, okay, so I get the bargain ceramicist.
Yeah, it's like a knockoff tooth.
And he said it'll be $80,000.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
I can't lie about that.
Can you imagine how much money this guy's making?
Oh, my God.
I mean, because if he's charging you $100,000, that means that somebody like Andy.
Yeah.
Roderick, who walks in there, that guy's probably paying, you know, $150,000, $200,000 for whatever he's having done.
I know.
That's crazy.
And my consultation, just to have it done, was $1,900.
Oh!
Just to
have him tell you that.
Yeah. It was $1,900. I have been robbed.
That's crazy.
$1,900, and that's not the deep teeth cleaning. The deep teeth cleaning was $1,700. And it's all cash. You can't use your insurance.
I don't think I'd fly out to Beverly Hills anymore.
Dude, I was just robbed. Yeah. Like... over $3,000 for nothing but having my teeth cleaned.
All my deep cleaning was like $400.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have insurance.
Yeah.
They
guess
don't
what?
Take insurance.
Perfect teeth. Here comes Jamie. Lori, open up a chair for Jamie.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
no
my
kidding.
God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.